Practice within your own mind that will give you an idea of what I'm offering you in a course of activity that you take about yourself, all right, with the one who is associated with that. It's good to see you again. Do you have this copy of A Course in Miracles? Are we using it as a parameter of how we're viewing ourselves? Does it require that I have thoughts about myself? Shall I again, in this quantum loop? Shall I just for a moment again attempt to teach ideas about a course, an idea of mind training that would show me the difference in what I want to believe about myself? Look, and that new ideas about what I want to see can increase fabric of light association in a continuing recognition. Say to me, a different place.
A different place.
Okay. The first thing I did in this idea about our association of time, I hope, was take away from you the idea that time itself will not finally resolve the conflict of the place that you're in. That's all I really did. Now, I don't intend to continue with this within the activity of our own minds. What I want to do with you is offer you my certainty that in the meticulation, in the idea of structure, in the idea of study, and the idea of teaching, there's a necessary part in you that must express and determine another alternative to this. It's always available to you. Now, the recognition that the procedures of the offering I'm giving you are coming from a single universal mind may not for that moment be obvious to you, look with me, and that's why you need the mind training, isn't it? In other words, if I'm determined to offer you a parallel universe of my identity with myself, I'm going to have to admit somewhere, beginning very early in the teaching, that the world that I'm seeing out there is not who I really am. The surprise about this, shall I tell you, from the new quantum idea of self-expression that we're maintaining as ourself, we've begun to meet each other in another place. I'd love to show you how rapidly you can bring about a conversion within your own mind in the exercising of question and answers that you're getting about yourself within the frame of this Course in Miracles. Well, that looks like a pretty thick book. I wonder how I'm ever going to be able... Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that at all. That's just a constant reminder to you that the manner of your self-discovery is not really concerned, except that you must assume responsibility for two things. Shall I teach for a moment? First of all, you're going to get the result of your own mind. It's not going to do me any good to appear here within a fabric that you identify as a specialization of teaching of quantum in regard to the universal source of reality that's out there. Do you see that? Because if I'm going to train your mind systematically that this is not real, come on, if I'm going to attempt to show you that the whole universe is out there, it's virtually impossible without mind training for you to recognizing, shall we share what, everything that you're seeing within your own identity of yourself is justifying the arrangement that you hold about yourself in the correspondent that you find within your own identity of yourself. Now, the enjoyment, let's use what we call the mind training of A Course in Miracles. In the first 50 days. Within the first 50 days, okay, will be everything that you need to know to lead you to a factor of increase in importance of what? First, I'm responsible for this. Now, that may not be totally recognizable to me at this time, but the idea that it can be recognized, now, crucial, in the place that I'm in, are the crucial elements of the first 50 lessons. What it says is, I'm responsible for what I see, but I seem to be in a place where I can't recognize myself. Listen, you're not. You see that? Everything that you're seeing out in this world of universal mind is teaching you directly about your own consciousness identity as a Homo sapien, as an idea of body form in which all of your recognition of yourself and the idea of who you are only evidence of how you feel. But you've admitted this much. I am responsible for what I see. I'm choosing ideas that I want, and everything that's happening to me in that first 50 lessons, I've determined as the outcome that I want. Okay? There's a fabric I set up in an association where I can teach you in a time cycle the relevance of the division of the ideas of sequential time into periods of time that can represent the entirety of your association. I'm going to teach from my own whole mind. Everything that I'm expressing to you is from my certainty of the illuminate mind in which I am sharing with you my escape from the bondage of space-time. That's all. It's impossible that I am telling you within the fabric of what you call a teacher of self-recognition that you have not and will not recognizing and will become a whole part of what you really are within your own mind. I've set it up in this factor. I decided to do it. And if you don't have your copy yet of what A Course in Miracles is, get one. Because I'm going to demonstrate it now to you in the idea of those sequences of time. And I want you to see that I can practice on a day-by-day basis. When I came into this fabric this morning, I say, what is going on here? This association of time is expressing a consciousness idea of self-concept in which he is telling me I can change my mind about what I thought I was and that I will be entirely different because I am entirely different each moment. Each moment I have decided not to hold on to myself in these first 50 lessons, or particularly these first 10 lessons. I have discovered a brand new me, so that I may now come out into the world, I may sit with you in the idea of the lessons that we're going to perform together, and at any moment in the verbalization of what I'm offering you, in the recognition of the teaching devices, we discover first, you're only teaching yourself. Second, you're only hearing what you want to hear. Third, what you want to hear is changing all the time. It's changing all the time. Good. The progress that you're making, important, doesn't have anything to do with your concepts at all. It may momentarily have to do with your emotional evaluation of yourself, because you're involved in a need to find out who you are, feel all the joy and love that's going to result in pain and loneliness and death in your self-identity. That's the only reason you need me. Look, the first 10 lessons in this miracle of conversion, of the recognition of the factoring of light, that have showed you directly that while your objection will be immediate to it, your objection has nothing to do with the entirety of what you are. Shall we look why? You have based the idea of who you are to objecting to what I know that you are in my illumination. But once we begin to share the idea of that there's another way to look at this, we begin to enjoy another way to look at it. And that's what we're going to do right now. Right now. Right here. Right here. The sun. Nothing I see means anything. The reason this is so is I see nothing and nothing has no meaning. Here comes number two. I have given what I see all the meaning that it has for me. I have judged everything I look upon, and it is this and only this that I see, and this is not vision. The third day, I don't understand anything that I'm seeing. How could I understand what I see when I have judged it separately and tried to discover who I am? On the fourth day, I got the thoughts that I'm having about myself don't mean anything. The thoughts of which I am aware don't mean anything because I'm trying to think without God. So what I call my thoughts are not my real thoughts at all. My real thoughts are the thoughts that I think with God. Number five, you look with me. I am not actually upset for the reason that I think. I'm upset because I don't know who I am or how to look at this. But I'm never upset for the reasons I think, because I'm constantly trying to justify my thoughts about who I am. Here they are in review. Nothing I see means anything. I have given what I see all the meaning it has for me. I do not understand anything I see. These thoughts do not mean anything. And I'm very upset, okay, but not for the reasons in which I think I'm upset. How'd you do? Was that the fifth day?
Yes.
How'd you do with that? That looked pretty good. Now, what I'm teaching you in the increase in frequency, if I have 50 lessons, that those first five lessons that you do will only be one day. So that when you did them, rather than taking that length of time, you shortened the distance of your own mind between the activities of your mind and have become more inclusive with the possibility that you could actually decide in the next five lessons, which ostensibly would be what I am going to perform when I got up this morning, will be indications that while I am still objecting strongly to what you are offering me, I have become to notice that there's a factor of light in the recognition of myself that is carrying a particular message that doesn't seem to vary. In other words, no matter how determined I am not to accept it, and obviously that's why I'm here, the one thing I'm afraid to do, obviously, is to accept my certainty that I'm whole and perfect as I was created. But in order not to accept it, okay, the idea that I'm whole, I must set up defenses of what I am. Look, this does not preclude the idea that the factoring of the message will be the indication of the truth of me, listen, regardless of my determination to deny it. Of course you're going to deny it. Why do you think you need the mind training? Why would you need an idea of yourself? I'm representing a teacher now, of the illumination of your mind, except you recognize in lesson number 6 that I don't understand that and I don't believe it means that. Oh, okay. Or in 7, or in 8, or in 9, or in lesson number 10. Which we're going to do today. Which we're going to do right now. That conversion right there. We're going to sit together now and increase the frequency that we're not actually concerned about how long this is going to take. However long it takes, it will be accomplished by you. And each time you make a decision, you remember with me that nothing is ever lost. We accumulate ideas in our mind about what we want to see, about the mind training of our individual mind. Listen. I'm upset because I see what is not there. Oh, reality is never frightening, and it's impossible that it could upset me, but boy am I upset, so I must be seeing something that's not there, because why? I'm seeing what's already over number 7. I'm seeing only the past. As I look, I condemn the world that I look upon, and I call this seeing, and I hold the past against everyone and everything that I see. What I've obviously forgotten is that I'm causing it myself. Because my past identity in lesson number 8 is preoccupied with past thoughts. All I'm getting out of myself are ideas that I want to hold about thoughts I have about myself, because in lesson number 9, I'm going to discover that I am actually seeing nothing as it is right now within the focus of what I want to see, and this is going to get me to lesson number 10, which would be the second day, and that would be the idea that whatever I'm thinking, it doesn't mean anything. I'm here. I'm back with you for a moment. That second day, those 5 lessons on that second day, just for that moment, here, now we're all students, we're trying to teach each other about we are. Was there an advantage to that? Just at that moment, did you see that all of your meaningless thoughts about yourself, at the minimum, are going to be over? They don't require a re-examination in hopes that you can make them real now. But it does require the admission in the reasonable facsimile that if it's always going to be over and gone in any regard, the factor of my self-recognition of myself will be contained within those first 10 lessons. Is that so? Look with me. How's that going with you? Is this exciting? See, we've structured this within the ideas that from now on, you may use this faculty of this Course in Miracles book. Listen. With no regard at all to what it says conceptually. With no regard to the body whatsoever. Finally, dear ones, I got to get you to look at the idea that whatever factor you're holding in your mind in regard to what you think you are, concern me not in the slightest. I'm going to use science for a minute. I'm in the science of your mind, in the reasonable idea that you know perfectly well, both in time and in space, there's something else going on in the activity of the power of our mind. And where we're going to find it will be in lessons that appear to run from 10 to 15 on what seemed to be the first 15 days, but at any moment can be reduced to any cycle of time in which you want to recognize yourself. Will you listen to me? Look, we got to lesson number 11. Listen to what it says. My meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world. Since the thoughts of which I'm aware don't mean anything, the world that pictures them can also have no meaning. Wow. Here's number 12. It's exciting. I'm upset. I'm getting very unhappy with what you're trying to get me to look at. I have no intention of doing it, and I'm going to go back out into the world and practice my certainty of who I am. Because I'm upset because I'm seeing something that has no meaning. Wow. Insane thoughts are upsetting to me, and I'm upset. I've already admitted I don't know who I am, but I think I can find the solution because I have become fearful in lesson number 13 that because I don't see anything, I'm afraid. Of course you're afraid. You're afraid because you don't know who you are, where you're going, or what you've done. This got me to crucial lesson number 14, which says very simply that God, the reality of who I am and everything that I think I am, could not possibly have created for all of eternal life something that doesn't have any meaning. How can a meaningless world exist if God did not create it, since He is the source of all the meaning and everything that are real within my own mind? And here's the crucial evidence of why I have combined this idea to your idea of what you thought you are in the images of yourself. Listen, number 15, my thoughts are images that I have made. Whatever I see reflects my thoughts. It is my thoughts that tell me what I am and what I see. The fact that I see a world in which there is suffering and loss and death show me that I am seeing the representation of the thoughts I have about myself in the picture of myself. I'm with you now. Thank you for that 15-day interlude, in which as you look in retrospect about the idea that in the first hour of this association, we came together to show each other that in the hologram of the reflection of light in which we identify ourselves, we have been picturing, these are the first 15 lessons now, or the first 3 days, okay? Or the first 15 minutes, or the recognition that the cycle of time in which we've arrived at the idea that the reflection of light I'm getting is not actually who I am, or the manner in which I have recognized myself in the mind training. I'm going to assume responsibility for an alternative that I want, even though I can't recognize. Yet each time I appear to recognize it, I feel, at least for that moment, the joy that you perhaps, in your own factoring of a hologram of time, say to me, I have recognized myself.
I have recognized myself.
Thank you for these first 15 lessons, dear one. I love it. All you really had to decide was the practice of it. Listen to me. There's no requirement that you believe it. In fact, everything that you do within the perspective of your identity of space-time is a provision for you not to accept it. Can you see why? As long as you can maintain an idea of fear within your mind, the idea of loss and pain and loneliness, you can protect yourself. Shall we share why? If you lose the ideas of who you thought you were, say to me, I'll be someone else.
I'll be someone else.
Of course. All you really learned in the first 15 lessons from me is that who you thought you were in the idea of the captivity of the space-time reference in the reflection of light are not who you are. I have come to you now in the mind training sequence of your mind to offer you another solution of the presence of you, let's use me now, in that reflection of light. That's first 15 days. They've shown you what could have taken 20,000 years. What you discovered with me, that all of the memories that I have of myself in my entirety, including all of the pain, all of the unhappiness, all of the loss, all of the sorrow, all of the things that I have gone, that I have valued within my own identity, within the power of my mind, to decide the outcome that I want, are simply a decision within the fabric of time. Say to me, I want to see differently.
I want to see differently.
Thank you for that. I'm going to leave you now within the factory of the hologram in order to show you the quantum moment of your reappearance in time as we attempt to go beyond the first 15 days to the idea that they have become accumulative in your mind and the power of decision you have made in regard to yourself. God is with us wherever we go, isn't he? I'm excited at the prospect that you're going to look at lesson 16. I'll be right back. You're carrying it around with you, aren't you? You're feeling the joy of participating. You're sharing with me the idea that all of us are blessed together. Every month, we're sitting together in that solution, in that illumination of mind.
The sea or the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star in the wind down there. And he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost no more. Now a man don't mind if the stars get dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, so long as the Lord God's watching over him, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day to till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray, and sometime it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting his promise and the word he'd say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars.
Coming back. I'm still here. Okay, are you all right? See, in the factoring of your allowance for me to be a teacher of the recognition of the power of your own mind, some of you have tried after the first 15 lessons to establish that the idea, well, if I don't think about anything, I'll be okay. You ready? Wrong. It's wrong because it's impossible. It's wrong because it's impossible that the power of your mind to be what you are. You're here listening to me? Whether it be this little containment of time or whether it be the power of the universe, you will be what you think you are. Now, the idea that you are momentarily happy with that, why would I object to that? I want you to be happy. I want you to feel the joy of escaping what appears to be the reflection of you in the determination that God will show me an alternative to this without the necessity for me to admit to the alternative. Can you listen to me? Impossible. That's why you need the mind training. You are deciding within your own mind what you want, and you're getting that result. What you learned from me in the first 15 days practice, say to me, let it go.
Let it go.
I'm not going to bind myself in what happened to me yesterday because I failed so miserably that thankfully it's over, so that I can concentrate on the idea today that I must feel the initial conflict of it in order to convert the desirability of the value that I have been given myself in this correspondence. Will you listen with me now? I'm really enjoying the idea of a quantum idea in a hologram of light in which you are suddenly appearing and you're bringing with you the first 3 days, the first 15 lessons. And we're sharing that moment in time where we can progress even further in our certainty that it's all going on right now. Listen. Here we are, 16. I have no neutral thoughts. Neutral thoughts are impossible because all thoughts have power. They will either make a false world or lead me to the real one, number 17. I see no neutral things, which simply mean that the things out there are the ideas I have about myself in what I want to see to number 18. Look, I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my seeing. Oh my goodness, I'm affecting everybody else within my arrangement because I have no private thoughts. Uh-oh, 19. I'm not alone in experiencing the effects of what appears to be going on out in this world. And most importantly, on the 20th day, I am determined determined to see, because recognizing the shared nature of my thoughts, I'm determined to look again on what I thought I was in my relationship with myself, because I want to see it differently. And here I am back with you for that moment. Now, the progress that you're making in the ideas are the entirety of the determination, that each time you're gratified by what you observe in the organization of the factoring of the light form in our own mind, you have a tendency to believe that it's not going to affect you, that somehow you can subtract yourself from it entirely and hold on to ideas you have about yourself within your own mind. You want to practice just for a moment with me from my own illuminant mind of the certainty of yours? There's no such thing as a private thought. I love it. All of the grievance, all of the pain and death you feel about yourself, you think you can protect yourself within yourself. Come on now, and only present to me how lovely you look in a relationship. Try not to be ridiculous. What you were afraid to do with me is actually admit to all the crap and all the loneliness and all the pain, first of all, that are actually going out in this world, that you are then determined to change without what? Changing your own thoughts about it. Because until you change your own thoughts about it, it's going to be that. We've got five more beautiful ideas now about the wholeness of you and what you're going to find in this arrangement of yourself. Are you ready to take a look at that? Should we look for a moment? You say, say to me, up until now, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Up until now, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sure you do. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Why? The time will come in space-time when you will recognize our wholeness in a shared idea where we originally had all of the conflict in our determination. Should we teach? To identify myself as separate from you. This is my whole teaching. I'm going to have to forgive you. I'm going to have to look at the idea that I would rather look again at what I'm seeing. I need to look again. I need to look again. Listen. I am determined to see things differently. What I see now are but signs of disease and loneliness and pain and death. This cannot be what God created for His beloved Son. The very fact that I see such things is proof that I do not understand God, because I'm determined within my own mind in lesson number 22 to get even with all the things that appear to be happening out there to me. The world I see is hardly the representation of loving thoughts. It is a picture of attack on everything by everything. It is a picture of attack by everything on everything. 23, I can escape from this world I see by giving up my attack on my own idea about what I think I am. Here is salvation and nowhere else. Without attack thoughts, I could not see a world of attack. Look with me, 24. I have no idea what the best thing for me to do in this regard is, so I will simply decide not to decide. How could I recognize my own interests when I don't know who I am? What I think are my best interests would merely bind me closer to the illusion of the world. Very simply, because I'm going to look right now at the idea that when I began to practice this morning, that I really don't know what anything here is for. It's totally meaningless to me. To me, the purpose of everything is to prove that my illusion about myself are real. It is for this purpose that I attempt to use everyone and everything. And it is for this that I believe that the world is for, in the reflection that I'm getting in my own light about what I think I am, in the idea that I am at a point within my own mind identity where a meaningful relationship with the sequence of time that appeared to take 30 years or 50 years, or in my case, whatever length of time I want to remember all the conflict that I have suffered within my own mind, is actually over. And when I arrived at the idea that the mind training was going to be successful, I reached a conclusion that no matter how far I journeyed out into the idea that the solution, even though I was having conflict, was out there, I realized within the loop of the idea of light energy that I ended up right here at this time and place doing the mind training to be undone in what I thought I was. No, not something else. I have no idea what your concept of yourself are in your body form. What could I care? They could only be representing the manner in which you are determined to hold on to yourself. Are you that far along with me? At a minimum, will you go out and now and begin to teach what you think you are? Come on. Everyone teaches and teaches all the time. You keep asking others to instruct you about how they feel about themselves, as though how they feel about themselves can be anything, finally, but a reflection of how you feel about yourself. Thank you for that light. Yeah. I know I've seen a lot of you now in this new parameter of returning that are simply going out and saying, may I read you? May I read to you now about the messages I'm receiving? Listen. Will you listen with me a little bit? Listen to this one. Listen to this. Here it is. 26. My attack thoughts on myself are attacking my invulnerability. How can I know who I am when I see myself as under constant attack by everything around me? Pain, illness and loss and age and death seem to threaten me, and all my hopes and wishes and plans appear to be at the mercy of the world that I can't control and can't understand, because I've decided in lesson number 27 that I want to see differently, even though I don't know what that difference is, okay? I want to see, recognizing that what I see reflects what I think I am. And I realize that vision is my greatest need. I need to see it differently. Look with me, because the world is attesting to the fearful nature of the self-image that I have made in the hologram of light that I think I am. And above all else in 28, above everything else, I want to see it differently. I don't want this anymore. I'm tired of it. I don't know for sure if I'm the cause of it, but I am sure that I don't want it anymore, because I can arrive at lesson 29 with the simple admission that God is in everything that I am seeing within my own mind and out in the universe. Because behind every image that I have made, the truth remains unchanged. Behind every veil I have drawn across the face of love, its light remained undimmed. Beyond all of my crazy wishes is my will, united with the will of my Father, because God is still everywhere and in everything forever, and we who are part of Him will yet look past all of these figures of our mind and recognize the truth that's all around us, because of the importance of lesson number 30. God is in everything I see, because God is in my mind. And in my own mind, behold my crazy thoughts of separation intact, is the knowledge that I am one forever in my relationship with you. There we are. We're through the first 30 days. You see that? We're accomplishing them in a shorter period of time than you think, haven't we? Because we've accelerated the idea that no matter how long it appears to be in your past identity, will you practice with me? The only time you could really remember it is when?
Yeah.
When? Yeah. The idea that I'm this old association of body form and project them into the future in the ideas of what I want to see in the images I have made about myself cannot exclude the idea that in the next lessons I'm going to have to accept the idea that the world I see out there and all of the attack and defense I have about myself are an invention of what I want to see within my own idea about who I am. Do you see that? And that the entirety of the universe knows nothing of what I'm attempting to describe to you in the certainty that that conversion of mine was just accomplished. Now, there's a great deal of joy in the idea you have taught this, so you've come back with me, and we're going to teach together those first 50 lessons, aren't we? I thank you for that. Wow, you're determined that I've invented the world I see and we're going to get to it. And suddenly it occurs to you that the idea of invention, the idea that it's a new idea I can have, is very possible within my own mind. Will you listen with me? Listen. Here's the problem I got. The whole world is attacking me. Lesson number 31. I'm not the victim of the world I see. How can I be the victim of a world that can be completely undone if I choose to change my own mind? My chains are loosened. I can drop them off merely by wanting to do so, and the present door is open. Look with me, 32. I have invented this world that I see, and I make up the present in which I see myself. And all I need do is recognize this and I'll be free. I have deluded myself into believing it is possible to imprison the Son of God in space and time. And I'm determined in lesson 33 that there's another way going on for me to look at myself, since the purpose of the world is not the one I ascribe to it. There must be another way of looking at it, because I seem to be seeing everything exactly the opposite of how I ought to see it. And I could, in lesson 34, see the peace and happiness I'm finding with you right now when I see the world as a place of freedom from the idea that I was bound in this captivity. Because in 35, I discover that my mind is a part of the entirety of the mind of my creating source. And I am very whole in that idea that I'm going to share that peace with you and all the things that you appear to be within our arrangement of ourselves. Are you with me? Thank you. Wow, we're already getting close to 50, aren't we? We're doing these 5-minute sequence. What you're going to notice with me is beginning right about now, I'm going to begin to teach that the light sound of myself that's going on around me are going to be indications of the power of my mind that I can use to identify myself. Can you see that? In other words, the arrangement beginning with this lesson, and I've been practicing. Yet when I woke up this morning, I decided that, hey, wait a minute, perhaps I am enveloped with the idea of a light sequence of time, even though I have no idea what it is. And that each time I don't decide that I want it, the power of the true decision of me becomes evident in a different place than I find myself. Will you listen with me now? These next 5 lessons are very important in what we're doing. Listen. My wholeness envelops everything I see. From my wholeness does the perception of the real world come. I'm holy. My holiness is going to bless the world in 37. The perception of my holiness does not bless me alone, because everyone and everything I see in its light shares the joy of me. Because in 38, look, there is nothing that my holiness cannot do. Because my wholeness of self is unlimited in its power to heal my body formulation, because it is unlimited in its power to save me. And in 39, my wholeness of self is what my salvation and escape from this world will be, since my holiness saves me from all of the guilt of recognizing myself in body form, so I can get to lesson number 40. That I am blessed as the Son of God, and that here will lie my claims to all good and only good, because I am blessed as a Son of God, and I will be back with you now. Where am I? Where I am in time in the next 2 days, in the next 10 lessons, are where I want to be in the declaration that you brought all about God and how to find him into this sequence. You see that? The idea that you could carry with you all about God and how to find him are in this sequence of these next 2 days, or 10 days as you express it. Will you listen with me about God and how simple that solution will be if you simply let it be what it is without your need to define it? Thank you. The mind training worked, didn't it? You're different. You've changed. Listen. Forty-one. God goes with me wherever I go. How can I be alone when God always goes with me? How can I be doubtful and unsure of myself when perfect certainty abides in him? Listen, God is my strength. Vision is his gift. I can see what God wants me to see. I cannot see anything else. Beyond his will lies only illusions, and I don't want them anymore. Number 44, God is the light in which I see. I cannot see in darkness, and God is the only light. Therefore, if I am to see, it must be through God or the energy of the power of my mind. In lesson number 45, because God is the mind with which I think, I have no thoughts I do not share with God. I have no thoughts apart from him, because I have no mind apart from his. As part of his mind, my thoughts are his, and his thoughts are mind, in the idea that God is the mind with which I think. We've got 5 more days, okay? And we have in that first 10 days the totality of our sharing this with God in the illumination of the ideas of the mind training of our mind. Will you listen with me? Listen to these with me right now. God is the love in which I forgive, because God is the strength in which I trust, because, listen, very important, there's nothing to fear. Number 48, there is nothing to fear. Why? I am using the energy of my mind of thought about myself to discover that God's voice speaking to myself is speaking to me all through this day, going on right now. And finally, in 50, I am sustained. I am held together. I am purposeful in my meeting, because I can hear that voice speaking to me now. I want to express to you the tremendous joy I have felt not only in the idea that there had to be a reality about myself, but that the reality about myself, since God is the mind that I am using, can be voiced to me in the direction of how much I'm loving you in our relationship. The reason that I'm loving you begin with, obviously, your determination that in your own mind, that while you seem to find yourself in space-time, there was an awareness in you that's the fundamental teaching of the idea of that correspondence. Thank you for that. That fundamental correspondence of yourself with yourself have let me recognize with you my responsibility, that I am using the thought of God to see what I want to see in my own perspective. But you listen, the more successful I am about the evidence that I'm actually a better reflection of myself than up until that moment I have allowed myself to be, the more certain I can be that I can escape out into the universe, that I no longer have to be contained in this crazy, unreal idea that for that moment in time, I didn't know who I was, that I felt that pain, that I see that you have practiced these 50 lessons and have come to know who you are. I see you there. Look with me, my loved one. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you for seeing yourself. Because when you saw yourself, I saw you. So that the distance that we had between us in the event of attack and defense made my forgiveness of you, regardless of what you may have appeared to been within the idea of the conflict that I felt with you as an enemy of mine. I have simply recognized that since I am responsible for this, my decision to forgive has gained a new intensity along with yours. So we merged together at that time, and this world is over and never was. And in the practice of that certainty have been our concentration of escaping out into the universe together. Once more, thank you for the idea that you have at last met yourself. Thank you for the idea that it was a hologram of light that you practiced, you were doing the lesson, and suddenly those that were listening to you began to have their individual experience. God is going with us wherever we go, isn't he? Because, remember, God is the mind that I am thinking about myself with. And if I'm thinking about myself, I've included you in with the love I am feeling now for the mission that you have successfully undertaken in your determination to escape from this place. Once more, God bless us, each and every one of us, and especially you. Yes, I do remember you. Yes, I know you just remembered me in those first 50 lessons. Thank you. The time had to come, and it's come at last. Has come at last. Has come at last. Has come at last.